What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of For the Love of Cinema, a movie podcast where our motto is, we just hope it doesn't suck. This is episode 373B, the second episode for the week.
B for beating that ass. Sorry.
Beating that ass. Exactly. That's what the B is for. The second episode for the week, we'll now talk our thoughts on the Oscars in 2024. With you for that discussion is Grayson Maxwell Rochstone and Christopher Bond for the episode discussing Dune Part 2.
Including Dune Part Dune.
How you doing? Including the whole box office breakdown. What's streaming and trailer talk? Check out episode 373A posted on Tuesday, 312.
You know, we kept the Dune conversation pretty short relatively for what it we could did. Have been. So I'm proud of us, honestly.
It was still 105
minutes. It was still long.
Let's talk about the Oscars. We just got done watching it.
First off, let's talk about this fucking hack job. The Oscars. Some serious bullshit
here. Are you talking about the video quality?
So look, I would love that too, but I would like to congratulate Chris, who was our winner tonight.
That's right.
I am in protest of at least two categories, though. At least two fucking categories.
What are those categories?
Anything that Ryan Gosling didn't win. So
and Spider-Man, damn it. I'm a
That's the big one. That's the big one.
So yeah.
That's the one that doesn't make any sense. You know,
like we mentioned, listen, hold on. Spider-Man.
Hey, this is my moment. I'd like to thank the Academy.
I was going to defend Spider-Man.
I'd like to thank the Academy for my win.
Okay.
I'll lead you into Spider-Man.
Sure.
I'd like to thank the Academy, quite literally, for my win, for my points earned tonight. It felt good. I made the picks that seemed obvious and made sure that anything that was said about Ryan Gosling, I steered away from it. So, yeah, it is what it is at this point. And, you know, next year, I think I'll have a similar showing. Good luck, guys, next year.
Thanks. Yeah. So humble.
Now, all right. Now, back to you, Roger, for Spider-Man and the travesty that was its category.
So, Spider-Man didn't win, which is fucking sad, obviously.
Really?
But to lose to a Studio Ghibli film, which was a very good movie, mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. But
it doesn't hurt as much, right?
Yeah, I mean, look. Is anybody unhappy that Studio Ghibli won an Oscar?
No.
Yeah, I mean,
it ain't Spider-Verse, bro.
Yeah, I could have picked Ghibli, and I didn't. Right, that's not one of the ones that got me a leg up on you guys point wise.
No, it is not. We all lost that category.
Yeah, we all lost that category, all picking Spider-Man because it should have been Spider-Man.
So we also. I think we almost every category we picked the same thing. I think we won almost all of those.
Yeah, true. Yeah, there's only a couple we didn't. And here's the thing. Here's the interesting thing about Spider-Man. This is also the year the Game Awards that Spider-Man got snubbed.
Really? I didn't know that.
It lost out. It lost out to Baldur's Gate 3 in every category because it's the better game. But like, it sucks to see that it lost that category because it is a fun game. But then also the movie category is kind of weird too, especially the movie being so strong.
That's disappointing though, because I legitimately thought Spider-Man could take three consecutive Oscars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's just not going to happen. It will.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Also, Ryan Gosling was fucking jobbed.
Travesty. I'm very surprised about that. I gotta say, like that. The other ones, like I can be chalked up to, like, well, Studio Ghibli and Boy and the Heron's a fine movie, but him not winning Best Original or the I'm Just Ken not winning. That's kind of weird, and also for supporting.
Well,
how does he not win supporting?
It was Oppenheimer's night though, so we figured it would be, and it won most things that we figured it would win.
Most things it was in.
Yeah, most categories it was part of. It won even one where we didn't pick it. It still won, and we're fucking stupid and should have picked it.
What are we doing, right?
Jesus. Yeah. So we definitely should have done that. Now, Chris did accurately pick that Robert Downey Jr., this is one of the separators, would win Best Supporting Actor, and he did. Now, me and Grayson both had hitched our wagon to the Ken train, and apparently that was a mistake.
Correct.
But look,
correct.
And then we watched him sing I'm Just Ken at the Oscars in a fucking incredible performance.
Yeah, the entirety of the song, too.
Like, all of it, and it ruled.
And it had the whole cast!
Yeah, it ruled so fucking hard.
Yeah. It was good. It was funny.
Also, congrats to the Oscars by coming in on time, under time, and apparently not having to bleep anything out.
Except for the whole weird thing that you pulled.
But we didn't actually see that.
True. They got ahead of it. Then you're right.
So we it happened when we were still recording.
Oh, true.
Yeah. So like we bled over a little bit from our Dune episode because we talked about Dune Part Dune a lot.
Yeah.
And we missed the first 25 category or two of the Oscars, which
we came in three behind. We came on the fourth,
so we didn't catch all that. But yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it was Oppenheimer's night, right? We're not really surprised by that, are we?
No. I mean, we picked it so many times for a reason, right? I think the big toss up we talked about while picking our categories was between it and Killers of the Flower Moon, just because we knew how big that was for the Academy as a movie,
sure.
And the fact that Scorsese was behind it. Like, there was a few categories where like we wanted to pick it because of the notoriety of the film, mm-hmm. and what's involved in it. But we kept on defaulting back to Oppenheimer.
And the thing is, the Killers got shut out.
Yeah.
Got nothing.
Oh, you're zero right. Wins. Yeah.
It was zero. It got nominated for several things.
Scorsese sat wins. There for that whole time and got nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. So, I mean, in a big shock to even to Emma Stone, because Emma Stone won Best Actress.
Which
right?
she was not ready for.
And she was totally not ready for. She didn't totally didn't expect to win for Poor Things. Poor Things won a good bit tonight. And as you people remember, if you actually listen to our show,
what do you mean, you
if
people?
You're actually listening to this,
what do you mean, you people?
You fucking understand what I mean. if you actually listen to us, you know, talk about the normal things, we were not big fans of Poor Things.
True.
But, you know, we did figure it would win some awards.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
However, you know, but in our defense, and I mean, not like I have to defend anything, but in our defense, we did all rave about Emma Stone.
Sure.
I think I said this near the end of the Oscars. Like, not liking a movie or thinking a film is bad does not mean that the performances are bad.
No, right? Absolutely.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Or it doesn't mean costume design is bad or, you know, this, that, or the other. It's just the whole of it didn't make sense to us. Yeah. But, yeah, individually.
Emma Stone was clearly shocked to have won that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so much so where she completely winged a speech.
Yep.
And was very flustered by having to do so.
Yeah. It didn't help that she had a dress malfunction.
Her dress
of the most minor way, by the way.
She said Ryan Gosling broke it.
She did blame it on Ryan Ken, Gosling, actually.
Yeah. Pulsating Ken busted it up.
Pulsating Ken.
Pulsating Ken.
Yeah. A throbbing Ken?
A throbbing, pulsating Ken.
Temeculate Ken.
Jesus. Yeah.
I don't know, man. But so there weren't any real big other surprises than that. Like I said, we knew it was going to be Oppenheimer heavy tonight.
Mm-hmm. You guys correctly called that Anatomy of a Fall actually took its fair share of awards.
Yeah, so it was the one that was the international film nominated for a couple of things. Mm-hmm. And I still stand by my idea of, like, if it's nominated for international, if it's nominated for international and best picture, it has to win international.
Yeah, there's no way.
Because if it doesn't win international, it can't win best
picture. Yeah, why is it like, even it in this category?
Can't.
Yeah.
Like, it can't be here. So that's easy gambling money if you're into the fucking actual degenerates that gambles on the Oscars, because you can do that.
Everybody does. Yeah.
You certainly can.
You can gamble on anything.
So when it comes to presentation of the Oscars, we do believe this is probably the final time we'll have to watch the Oscars on regular television.
It's not.
I don't know. I don't know how true that really is.
The chance isn't zero. It's not even less than 50-50. You know what I mean? Like it's pretty close at this point.
Like, it almost didn't make it this year. Like, that's a true thing. Like, no one was going to broadcast it because ABC's had the rights to it for quite a few years now. And they're almost like, it doesn't get enough people, and it's a large block of our time.
Yeah.
Like, we were actually joking to each other because it went up against its NBC competition tonight of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, of which would get more, or higher views.
Yep.
I will actually check that tomorrow and report back.
I'm sure Harry Potter has much more of an appeal. I don't understand. See what I'm talking? I mean, look, I know that people don't care about the Oscars, and I get it because a lot of people, they just don't put stock in the awards. But again, how many cinephiles can there possibly be if it has less than a million TVs watching it?
Well, you know what I mean? The part of it is even if you're a cinephile, like, all jokes aside, I completely disagree with some of the wins. Now, listen, it doesn't matter what I think. Obviously, I don't get to make that call. But, like, as somebody who watches a shitload of movies, I look at this and be like, how the fuck does that even happen?
Yeah.
And
I guess the only positive tonight is that the fake movie didn't win anything, because
we thought
we thought there was a chance of that.
Yep. Always.
Yep.
Naiad, the fake movie.
We made up this movie. I need a name. How about Naiad? Ooh, that's fucking
good. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. Jimmy Kimmel's the host is meh.
Yeah, that's what it is. He said some funny jokes, chuckled a few times, whatever.
Yeah, but most of it was just like an inane drivel. It was funny though because they ended early.
Yeah,
and they definitely made him had fill to time. Fill some time. So they had to fill time for Al Pacino to come out to announce Best Picture, who immediately was like, "Hey, I'm Al Pacino, and Oppenheimer wins." And like, everybody's just like, "What the fuck?"
Yep.
That was just like,
there's no build up, nothing.
No. He's like, and it says Oppenheimer, and like even the band's like, wait, what? He fucking read
it
already?
Wait, did he say it already? Shit.
Yeah.
Like he had to read 10, he should have read 10 nominees.
Yeah. He didn't even name off the other things.
No, he didn't even name nominees.
Nope.
He just said there's 10 of these guys.
And just like it was just like, no.
There's 10 nominees. I don't want to fucking read.
Some producer movies. In the back was like, listen, we're running short. Take your time. We need you to add on some time. He looked that person in the eye and said,
no.
No.
And just walked out. on stage.
Or he's like, I'm Al Pacino, motherfucker.
Dude, he's he's old. He has a very small bladder. He has to go.
Yeah, I was kind of, you know, I thought ever since the La La Land incident, I thought they maybe better vetted that so that wouldn't happen again. But I guess they don't. Not that that was the same incident, but like not doing something they're supposed to do is like weird to me that still happens.
Yeah,
but I mean, so like we're talking about like the viewership of the Oscars being low and stuff. It's the same thing. I feel like it's the same reason why news media. Traditional like news outlet stuff on like your major TV networks, their stuff keeps declining more and more and more. It's just because people have, you know, quicker and better ways to get this information now. And we saw when we were looking, the winner updates were updating instantly on my Google Splash page, like seconds
as soon
after
as someone
they were
can
announced.
Type the name in it. Fucking
yeah, notes. So it's like, you know, you don't have to sit there for the whole what would we just say for 2 hours, 2.5 hours,
3.5.
Three and a half.
Here's some of the content. So I was watching it as it was happening. You guys were like, what, 15, 20, 30 seconds
behind? Yeah, like 30 seconds behind, sure.
So, but like, I was up, I tried this for a couple categories because I was like, because I'm seeing it sooner. And I was like, oh, like I say that. But I would say that as the page refreshed, I would see the winner and then they would announce the winner. And then you guys, so I think there might be some weird collusion there of them putting it updating early.
Well, no.
No, here's the thing. You're just watching it 5 minutes after it actually aired.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the thing. With the Oscars, especially the way it's been in the last few years, it's definitely on a minute plus delay.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, they have to. But, like, it's just, I think.
We can't be slapping people in the face no more.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Can't be slapping nobody anymore.
You know what's fucked up? That was 3 years ago.
I know.
God.
But like, so like my point being, you know, wrapping back around to it is that it's just people have faster ways to get the information. So no one wants to sit there for 3.5 hours of their time. It's hard to get anyone to sit and watch anything or like to dedicate that much time to something before you had to. You don't have to anymore. You can take care of whatever you want. You can pull information up halfway through, see what the winners are, go to the next thing.
Yeah.
And it's the way the award shows are going. It's just a dying breed. I can't think of another award show that means a damn thing to people that would watch.
And the other thing is like, if it's not some big elaborate Hollywood thing and you still won the award for Best Picture, does that demean the award? I don't think it does.
No, because it's still recognition amongst your peers. Of you know of what you've achieved, so it still means as much to you.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, also, it's not just an Oscars problem either. By the way, like most award shows, like the Grammys and all those, like in fucking free fall for ratings.
Well,
like, no one cares.
Well, I mean that's kind of what I meant when I said that I can't think of an award show that anyone really gives a damn about anymore on like a large scale. It just don't exist anymore.
You know, like 20 years ago, like this is the biggest night in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And now less than 1 million people will watch this on TV.
Well, it's been declining
viewed by 350 plus million people.
Yeah, it's been in decline for a very long time now.
Yeah,
I would imagine if they do a good advertising campaign, maybe starting like January 1st in the new year, not the one to take up the holiday, but if they start saying we're going to stream online, and then like go to our website now if you want to see whatever country you're in, whatever time zone you're in, this is when it starts, and it's free to everybody who has the internet. Like I imagine that would be massive, massive viewings. I mean, you know what I mean?
It's easier to leave that. I mean, you can always leave it on your TV in your living room, though, but there's enough people connected online most of the time where you leave something like that running on like a second monitor for people that are like, you know, on PCs and stuff.
Yep.
You know, it's easy to do that, you know, especially if it's something you can just pull up and refresh and close out, open back up. You know, it's just a little bit easier with the technology we have available to us. over, like, you know, your television set taking up that much time. Plus, with it airing so early, kids are still awake. You know, kids want to watch TV and shit. So it's like, you know, it's just easier to get it later on. You know what I mean?
Real quick, I want to run down through the awards.
Just to go through them.
Okay. And then if you want to talk about it, if you want to make a comment, just go ahead and make a comment. So, okay. Actor in leading role went to Cillian Murphy, Oppenheimer.
No surprise.
Actor in a supporting role went to Robert Downey Jr., which Chris called.
Surprise for you guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Deep sigh.
Deep sigh indeed. Actress in a leading role went to Emma Stone. And poor thing again, Chris has some magic crystal ball that saw this one coming.
Nah, I just know Hollywood.
He had a better idea than fucking Emma Stone did.
Yeah.
Actress in a supporting role, Davina Joy Randolph. I'm very happy to see that because she was phenomenal in that movie. Yeah. I'm surprised it didn't win anything else. It didn't win anything. Did it win anything else? I don't think so.
It did not.
Animated feature film went to, and here's the big surprise for us, The Boy and the Heron. Not that The Boy and the Heron is a bad, I mean, that's still a 10. But
no, I love that movie. Don't get me wrong.
Spider-Man's just better, I think. Spider-Man's a fucking 11.
As an entertainment piece, Spider-Man is really fucking good.
I agree. Cinematography went to Oppenheimer, as probably a surprise to nobody.
Let me ask something about cinematography.
Okay.
If Dune would have came out and would have been in this one. Mm-hmm. I think that would have been an interesting category.
Well, I think Dune's going to be...
It'll win it next year.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know...
It's going to be a serious contender. It might not win, but it'll certainly be a contender. Costume design. Mm-hmm. Costume design went to Poor Things. Again, Chris, I think that was... No, none of us chose that one. Okay.
No, yeah, because I picked Barbie for that one. Because I thought they had to give Barbie something.
They didn't. What's the song?
Again, we live in a weird world. But directing went to Oppenheimer again as a surprise to nobody. And congratulations to Christopher Nolan, who this was his year. This was his year. A documentary feature film went to 20 Days in Marpole, not a category that we had much insight into. So
no, true.
Documentary short film, another one of those categories we had no insight into. But The Last Repair Shop, film editing went to Oppenheimer. Which the joke, if it goes to a 2.5 hour plus movie, that's the joke because it obviously wasn't well edited because it's 2.5 hours. But no, Oppenheimer's greatly deserving of that. And
at 5 hours and gets down to 2.5, though.
Yeah, now it's impressive.
I mean, that's Zack Snyder's award then every time. Hey-o. International feature film, Zone of Interest. But that's Roger's wisdom is correct on that every year Makeup and hairstyling. Poor Things was a big winner this year.
I thought that was Barbie for sure.
Yeah, I would have guessed, man.
That's the one that I went with Poor Things on over Barbie. Yeah.
Music. This is original score, Oppenheimer. I went with Indiana Jones. I was wrong. I feel like they were going to give him one last. But
you were.
Music, original song, What Was I Made For? Barbie. So Barbie did walk away with one Oscar tonight.
They did.
And I can't believe that I'm Just Ken didn't win. That's not a good of a song.
Ryan was snubbed.
He was.
And the performance was fucking great.
The performance was good.
He come out wearing a cowboy hat, lifted his cowboy hat
with
up,
glasses underneath. Glasses
I love, dude. I love the when he kissed the cameraman's hand as he took him to the stage. Mm-hmm. Like, amazing. We were making jokes that camera guy's panicking because he's like, he knows he's not supposed to be on stage.
Yeah.
He
doesn't know
what to do. What do I do?
Gosling has my hand. I can't get away.
I'm caught in the tractor beam of hotness. Best Picture, of course, went to Oppenheimer. I'm just reading down the Oscar list, but Best Picture went to Oppenheimer. Big night for Oppenheimer. And that's the one where Al Pacino did not read any other of the nominees, which is great.
He didn't even read it as a nominee. He just said Oppenheimer.
He's like, there are 10 nominees, and the winner is Oppenheimer.
My paper says Oppenheimer.
My eyes see Oppenheimer. Is he making a joke? No.
No.
Production design went to Poor Things. I would never have. See, that's the thing is like Napoleon. This is one where Napoleon could have won.
Listen, when you had to get a cat and a bird hybrid, that's a lot of production value.
Did you see her riding that fish, weird fish monster in between, place cards? It was odd.
You had to get that.
Yeah, right. It has to win. Mm.
Animated short film, not an area that we had a lot of insight into, but War Is Over, inspired by the music of John and Yoko. That's what won. Mm-hmm. Live action short film, again, one that we just kind of guessed at. The Wonderful Story of a Henry Sugar.
All the years we've ever done this, I've never watched a single one of those nominations.
Yeah. No. Maybe we should.
Well, they don't make it easy to watch them either. That's the thing. Is like,
yeah, it's not like I can just pick up Netflix or Hulu. And,
oh, okay.
Well, so some of these categories, the Oscars, if they wanted to boost their own numbers, is they should have these available on the website at least for a limited amount of time. Some
I mean, here's the thing: that. Legitimately, if they were priced correctly, the people would probably buy them.
Yeah.
Or yeah. Like a 99-cent rental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good thing for sound. Zone of Interest, which is a big upset for me because the creator.
We thought that was Oppenheimer.
Yeah. Well, the creator, Maestro, Mission Impossible, or I mean, Oppenheimer, any of those could have won sound, I think. True. Those were all really impressive. And I mean, this is going to be Dune next year, right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dune.
Oh, yeah.
Visual effects. Godzilla took one, which were. You guys saw that coming. I mean, in a way, so did I, but I thought the creator just looked so damn good.
We talked about an interesting point on that. It's like, you know, the creator has an achievement there. Because it's CGI all the way through, and it's good CGI. Yep. So, and on a lower budget in its own right. So, like, you know, it did really good for a whole movie. But like, what Godzilla pulls off is just absolutely impressive. That's why I'm with it.
The creator took an $80 million budget, made it look like a $300 million budget.
It did. It really did.
And the Godzilla budget was like 54 cents.
Yeah,
and made it look like, you know, $30 million.
That, those Godzilla toys they came up with?
Yeah, those are actual.
Those are the actual, yeah. That was what they used for their CGI.
And listen, I made fun of Godzilla right there. I'm sorry, because fucking Godzilla Minus One was fucking rad.
Fucking,
so
yeah, it was.
Good for them.
Yeah. Yep. Happy to see you win.
Writing for adapted screenplay went to American Fiction, and well-deserved. That was, other nominees.
How's Rogers win?
Right there. Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and Zone of Interest. Oh, any like it's one of those. We talk about these toss-up categories, but like that's also one of them. How do you judge that? Once you get to a point where like, yeah, that's great, that deserves to be nominated.
Well, Roger's metric works pretty well so far.
We should, sure. Yeah. So if it is based off a book, read the book, and if the movie's better than the book, bet on the movie.
Yeah, there you go.
Because that's what I did.
Yep.
Because American Fiction is a great movie. Erasure, the book it's based off of, is boring as fuck.
Writing with original screenplay, the last one went to Anatomy of a Fall. We don't really have much. We didn't check that one out, unfortunately.
One last thing about boring books for a second. At my age, I don't read fucking boring shit anymore. I don't like it, I don't fucking read it. Here's the thing. I powered through this.
Hoping to get better?
Yeah, because like I saw the final fucking results.
That's fair. But again, let's just take a few minutes, boys, and just 5 minutes and round her out then about. I don't know if I wonder what the decline in viewership is. Now, I mean, look, you guys
I'll explain this to you.
You guys might just, you know, no one really cares, but maybe it's just is it the awards that are going in the wrong place? Not the wrong places, but places people don't expect.
Ain't nobody got time today for a 3.5 hour sit down to watch an awards show in America.
That's fair.
Longer than an NFL football game.
Yeah.
A long fucking time.
Yeah, they just don't. And especially for, you know, things that, you know, it's more expensive today to go to the movies than ever. So not only are you asking people to spend X amount of time to watch this thing, but they don't know all the things that are a part of it. They're not as familiar with movies as they used to be because movies aren't quite as accessible as they used to be for, you know, the average person, you know, that lives paycheck to paycheck.
That's
it's
true.
Just not
it's
a not, thing.
Yeah, well, I would put a second piece of that too, is a lot of the movies you see nominated for things like this are not people's movies that people go to see regularly. Right.
True. Yeah.
Most of these are very specialized films. Like Barbie and Oppenheimer, giant exception to this, but well, like
Oppenheimer's still a long movie though. That people
sure.
Go
no,
see.
Absolutely. Yeah. But like, let's talk about like Godzilla Minus One for just 2 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
We all thought was great and won an award tonight. Right. Mm-hmm. Godzilla Minus One is a movie that I went to see that is entirely in Japanese.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, I'm an exception. Mm-hmm. We're exceptions to this. Most people will not do that.
True.
Even though, listen, subtitles are good things. You'll be fine. I promise you.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't feel that way.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm never going to go see that. Why? What's in Japanese? And here's the thing. I don't have an argument for that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can't tell you like, hey, you need to go read a book for fucking 2 hours. I can't tell you that. I can't.
It's fair.
Make that 100%.
Yeah.
And then other things like, you know, we made the joke. And I've made this joke for weeks about the movie Naiad, okay? Mm-hmm. That this fucking movie doesn't exist, right? So this movie was nominated, Annette Bening was nominated for Best actress mm-hmm. for this movie, right? I have never seen Naiad. I have never heard anything about Naiad. It's never been in a fucking theater near me at all. Okay. And none of this is like, I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
Here. Never fucking happened. Like, I watch more movies than 99% of people in the fucking world, I would argue. And I have no idea what that movie's about. And it's nominated for like best female or best actress. So like, how does that shit happen?
It had a few nominations, I think.
Yeah, but the, you know, and then we get movies. What, it made $16,000 at
nobody,
the box
nobody saw Naiad.
I got you.
No one has seen that movie. It's $16,000 made. That's insane.
Yeah.
But how did that even meet the threshold to be nominated?
Is it on Netflix or something and they put it out for the 1 week?
No, I mean, it was in box office for a week and
it has to do at least a 7-day run in a box office.
Yeah, so that's what it did. You know what I mean? That's it. But like, that's your point you're making. No one saw that film.
Yeah.
You know, and it's one of the, you know, top five for actress.
Yeah.
It's just an odd thing for people to kind of buy into.
Well, that factors back into the accessibility thing. People are like, what is this? People are like, I've never seen that.
Also on the accessibility thing, this is where I'm going to unironically blame streaming as well.
Sure.
You know, people, besides not being able to afford to go to movies as much anymore, they also have other options to watch the volume of movies that they watch, which is going to be less theatrical stuff. Just by default, you know what I mean? Just because the option for streaming is there, which means not as many people have seen the amount of movies that are being nominated in total anyway. So you're cutting into the viewership that could see your movies, and then you're making things too expensive to go see, and then you're including movies, like you said, that are outside of the sphere of people caring, like Naiad. Mm-hmm. It's just a recipe for less and less viewership. It's going to become more and more concentrated on the people that want to be a part of that sphere. They're going to jump into that pool.
They should weaponize streaming for this stuff too, by the way.
They should.
Like after stuff gets nominated, if a streaming service was correct, or, you know, making or good business decision, you try to snap up every one of those and be like, here's our Oscar section.
I don't think it's them. I think it's the people that their movie's an Oscar nomination.
Why wouldn't you want more publicity? Because listen,
like, a lot of it comes to old head, like the way the old guard thinks. They don't want their it's the same. And no offense to you, Grayson. It's the same realm that I think Grayson and you can agree with me if I'm right or wrong, Grayson. That like the way that like someone like Grayson or Grayson adjacent thinks about streaming. It's like it's unworthy of some films, right?
Okay,
So these, you know, this older generation, this older guard, the old blood of Hollywood, like, doesn't want their film there. It does, like, they can't stoop down to put it on there. I think that's what you see that has partially to blame for it, I bet, because they just don't want their movie on a stream platform.
I would hope that that's not true, but I believe 100% that it could be.
Yeah.
We just talked about Dune. Look at Netflix has a certain way to make movies. They have a certain way that they shoot. They have a certain camera system. They have a certain way they edit everything. And if you ask me these days, it barely even looks like films used to look theatrically. It just doesn't. And maybe that's the most more efficient, vastly cheaper. I don't know. But it's whatever the recipe is for that, something is wrong. But I don't think you're too far off the mark, Chris. I don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did think like that for a while. The same way that, you know, downloadable games for consoles used to be thought, oh, it's great for a downloadable game.
It's the same way
they thought.
For like, a free game, yeah.
Look, but Netflix has proven time and time again. And any of the streaming, look at Hulu, Palm Springs is a 10.
We love Palm Springs. Hulu.
Palm Springs is a 10.
Well, it's not even that. Hulu's original sphere is... Excellent. It's fantastic. It has way more wins than misses. So
I agree, and that's not the case for Netflix. Or
true, but still,
Netflix is its own case study, though.
Yeah,
because here's the thing: the top tier of Netflix is top tier.
Yeah,
the rest of Netflix is not.
Rest of Netflix is Netflix.
Yeah, that top 5% of Netflix is fucking incredible.
Yeah,
that 95, buddy, there's some dog shit in there.
Yeah, you're right, but I mean, the next few years will definitely solve itself. Money solves everything. So, you know, we want to talk about, you know, the only color that really matters to these people is green. You know, the dollar, not the dollar bill.
No. Any movie that makes less than a quarter of my annual salary is nothing.
Okay, fair enough. But So, I mean, I don't. I'm not disappointed by this year's Oscars. I am surprised more than anything else. Yeah,
I think one more point I'd like to make on what you said, Grayson. Like the whole idea, like you mentioned, like the way Netflix makes movies doesn't even look like anywhere near formulaic to way like movies used to be made, right? Or like, you know, these kinds of movies.
It just doesn't have the look, yeah.
Well, but here's the thing. I think Dune's going to be a good example of this next year, and I know he's talking about Dune again. But yes, like, but talk about Dune. But here's the thing. The Oscars are a reflection of the movies that come out against each other at that time.
True.
So it doesn't matter what movies look like 10 years, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or last year, because it's going to be within the same bubble.
Oh, yeah.
That totally, peers come out within that year. So that's all that really matters. It's like what movies are doing now. And, you know, I think Killers of the Flower Moon is a good case study of, hey, just because it looks and feels like an old style movie doesn't mean it's gonna be the darling of the ball, because it got shut out, and it feels like an old style movie made by an old style director, and it didn't do what it wanted to do. So it's about what the current culture of movies is, and who's watching your movies now. That's what
matters. Sure, I totally understand where you're coming with that. However, you know, let's look at. I mean, I was looking at the. I had a list of. Oh. Winners here. Okay, so let's just look for 1 second. And this is so we. I mean, I'll be done with this after this. You guys can chime with whatever you want after this. But if you want to look at Poor Things, so Poor. I'm going to go down through the list as just the winners list on the Academy Awards winners site. So Poor Things, Best Actress. Poor Things. Give me one second. A point I'm trying to make here.
Mm-hmm.
Best costume design. How did I miss something? Was it just actress and costume?
Production, wasn't it?
Production.
Okay, so three, but like, do most people even know how to look at those categories besides actress?
I mean, two of them, no.
And even the third one, like, once you get five people nominated, like, how do you choose?
Well again, though, this is amongst their peers.
Sure,
no matter what everyone else thinks.
No, I totally
watching the Oscars.
If you watch the Oscars and you map it every year, I'm sure you can find an algorithm like how they do things. After a certain whatever wins so much, then they start giving to someone else. Like, I'm sure you can extract some kind of common theme that goes on that way. I'm sure.
You know what I'm going to do seriously? Next year, I'm going to gamble on the Oscars.
All right.
And then we'll really see.
Yeah.
How it fucking plays out.
All right.
Well, I'm going to do that for real.
We should eat. How much are you going to invest? How much are you going to gamble?
Nothing.
We should also disclaim that we don't approve of gambling, blah, 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 blah.
Of course, it's completely legal in this state. I don't give a fuck. Have at it. Bet on whatever you want.
You're under the age of 18, though, don't.
It'd be fun to start with, you know, it'd be fun to start with $100 and just see what happens afterwards.
I was thinking more like 10, but sure.
10K?
10,000, yes.
Shit, man, I'm in. Million.
10 million bucks. No, but we don't advocate.
10X you tonight.
No, fucking gamble on it. Because, yeah, I'm sure I could actually legally bet on the Oscars in my state now.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll do that. I'll put $10, make a parlay of all my winners and see how it plays. Hmm.
Fair. I mean, fair enough. But I mean, like, I'm not disappointed. I just, I'm a little weirded out at some of the wins and how that.
I mean, on the subject of the Oscars, the show was tighter, cleaner, was over on time, ahead of schedule. Good for them.
Yeah.
We're not surprised about most of the things that won or lost here tonight. Surprise, fake movie didn't do better is what it is, and you know, justice for Spider-Man and Ryan Gosling.
Spider-Man,
you know. I mean, other than that, you know,
justice for Ryan Gosling.
There was no slap, so it wasn't as exciting.
I didn't even think it was an F-bomb.
I don't think so either.
Which is like, wow. Yeah. They must have cut him off at the bar this year.
Maybe. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, other than a few tasteless jokes, one by Kimmel at the end because he had to fill time, you know, poor dude, but...
Like, well, hold on, could they not just keep politics out of the Oscars for one night? Like, could they not just do that?
You have Jimmy Kimmel hosting, of course you can't.
It's the Oscars.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Maybe that's why some people don't watch it, is they don't want the political stuff.
Well, I mean, that's definitely part of it.
We actually talked about that. That's where that other 50% comes from.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I mean, I mean, the Oscar still gets my thumbs up because it was not a super long engagement and it was somewhat entertaining. Oh.
Now, listen, I had a good time. I had a good time eating some pizza. You know what I mean?
There you go.
You know,
eating pizza good. And bullshitting.
Yep. It was fine for my purposes, but, you know, I talk on a movie podcast every now and then. So
I think the important part is next year we're going to have Dune take up a lot of these categories. I would really like to see Dune win for more than just like at best visuals.
You know what? Even better would be, I would love to see Dune in a ton of categories, but lose out on a lot of them because there's so many good movies. Because
something came in better.
Because there's so many good movies this year. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think that's the best situation I could be in.
Like Spider-Man 3.
Or maybe nothing else comes out this year that's good and we have a shitty movie year, but Dune wins everything. I'm cool with that too.
No, Spider-Man's coming out this year. Or 25, isn't it?
Yeah, 25.
Damn it!
I think it's early 2025.
Damn it!
Well, I mean, I still can't believe it lost the Boy in the Heron. I just can't believe it. That was my big heartbreak.
The third one should be like the crescendo,
the comeback, right? Yeah, like, this is it.
Just
yeah,
blast baby. Right well, through the. Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen. If you want to give a number to it, or just that was the
Oscars. I don't think you can. I mean to
zero
me,
out of zero.
No, listen, to me, it was an 11 out of 10.
Ha ha ha! Wow,
was it undefined?
There you go. I think still think the best was Al Pacino. There's 10 nominations and Oppenheimer wins.
Good night, everybody. Listen, Pappy Al had to pee. He wanted to be up there and out of there.
He did indeed. Well, gentlemen, thank you for joining me for this recap of the Oscars episode. This has been episode 373B. Of Ford Love Cinema, a movie podcast. Each new episode posts every Tuesday and Friday morning at 5 a.m. on the podcast service of your choice of the following 6. Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube. Please leave a comment or two, rate, subscribe, every little bit helps. More importantly, thank you very much for listening. Check out the show on Twitter at Love Cinema Pod. I am at Grayson Maxwell 1.
I am at Rod Stillian.
I have no X.
Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, always posting good little news stories up there for the film industry. Send us an email to fortheloveofcinemapodcast@gmail.com. And next week, we're taking a look at Kung Fu Panda 4 and Ricky Stenicki.
Kung Fu Panda 4?
John Cena is in incredible shape.
Oh, we didn't even talk about John Cena being naked on screen. We didn't even talk about that. Son of a gun.
Let's talk now, baby.
Ooh.
No.